Good evening. You're tuning in to a live broadcast of the Texas Tech University Student Government Association on the Raider, 88.1 KTXT FM. I'm Tyler Patton. The Texas Tech Student Government Association represents every student working to foster their interests within the university community and among their fellow students, faculty, and staff in the larger communities of Lubbock and the South Plains. The Texas Tech Student Government Association meets twice a month on the first and third Thursdays during the fall and spring semesters. SGA meetings on 88.1 are a broadcast service of the Texas Tech community by KTXT-FM and the College of Mass Communications.
Amy, did you do yours? Okay, I'm going to call people who aren't lining up. Alan, and say if you're present. Okay, Barker, Berger, Cabrera. Not working again. Okay. I swear I tried to use today. Just a second.
Here, I'll keep.
Are you good? Find number. Number 75 or 76. I think it's 76.
Here's 76.
No. That's so weird. Here. Okay, there. Okay, here we go. Dawes, Deans, Guvala, H, and Y. Okay, can you try yours again? Okay, can you try yours again? Hoffman, Ingram, Jordan. Okay, yours worked. Canungo, Onwukimi. Paris. Okay, keep trying, Paige. Well, Carrie's not here. Ramirez. Rao. Roberts. Oh, here's on. Streisner. Tabawada. Walker. Weber.
Okay, we will now move on to the reading of the Senate Journal. Senator Beal. Senator Myers.
Madam President, I move to suspend the rules and dispense the reading of the Senate.
Okay, all in favor, can I have a second? Seconded by Senator White. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we will move on. We will now move on to our open forum. Do we have any students in the room that would like to speak? Okay, seeing as there are none, we will move on to the report of the executive branch with my curious external vice president.
Thank you, Madam President. A little update from what I've been doing lately. Due to recent requests from students in the Tech Terrace area, I've added a new trolley to that route. I'll bring a total of 3 trolleys to operate from 9 to 11, and then again from 2 to 4 at the peak hours of the day. That will cost our budget about $21,000, which will be covered by our influx of apartment income over the past 3 months. So that will be good. A little news on our budget. We're running about a $781,000 budget surplus right now. That's what we have currently. Our projected surplus is going to be at about $221,000. And so we have a little bit of money to grow and expand our transportation system with that. I'd also like to report we had our final transportation fee committee meeting today. I'd like to thank the committee for recommending a no increase to your fee. That is great work on their part, and I want to congratulate the senators who are on that committee for not recommending a fee increase while still allowing our transportation program to grow and expand with our enrollment. So thank you, Senator Fairchild, and I thank anybody else in here who's on my fee committee besides Yale. Thank you to Yale. All the three, I think, are in Lawrence, Kansas for Big 12 meetings. But other than that, it's a report from me. I'll stop boring y'all, and I'll turn it over to Alex.
Thank you, Mike. We'll now move on to the report of the Student Senate President. We will be doing our pictures today after the meeting. They're scheduled for 7:30. I'm sorry if we get out early. It looks like we may get out a little bit early. I did call them to see if we could move them to 7. Never returned my phone call. So hopefully they show up a little bit early and we get those pictures done. They said it'll take 30 minutes tops, so it shouldn't be that much of a time commitment after the meeting. Then the next thing I have is just so you guys are aware, if you guys want to schedule any kind of meeting that isn't a source meeting, just please come through our office. We all need to be on the same page communication-wise, so I don't have any surprises or no one calls my office asking for XYZ meeting and I've never heard of it. So just be going, if you're going to be doing anything Senate-related, please go through me first just so that we all stay on the same page. It's just a communication thing. I'm not going to tell you no. I appreciate the initiative that you guys are scheduling extra things, but just in the future, try and come through me first. And then the third thing I don't have written down here, but this is just a housekeeping thing that I've kind of realized or recognized. When you're writing a resolution, make sure that you don't put a line for the student government president to sign. Only the student senate president signs resolutions because it's the sentiments of the student senate, not the sentiments of the student government association. So just make sure that when you're doing that, or if you see in a meeting that there's a resolution with a with Tyler's signature on it, please make a friendly amendment to remove it because it needs to be removed. And that's, I think, all I have for my report. So we will move on to first reading with Senate Resolution 47.10. Senator Bradley.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 47.10, stating the sentiments of the Student Senate regarding the establishment of a special committee on student impact. And I move to suspend the rules and place it on third reading and final passage.
Okay, do I have a second? Seconded by Senator Martyr. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Okay, then we'll move on to third reading and final passage. Senator Bradley, will you please take the podium?
I rise to reintroduce Senate Resolution 47.10, stating the sentiments of the Student Senate regarding the establishment of a special committee on student impact. And I move to place it, or I move to move for its immediate adoption. Excuse me. Thank you. It's a pretty self-explanatory resolution. Basically, what it's doing is establishing a new special committee. It's nothing real big. Basically, all we can really do in it is just write, you know, legislations for Senate. And the reason I did this is, and I'm sure a lot of y'all have noticed, is we have done nothing but write a bunch of red tape bullshit throughout the rest of this Senate. Everything we have done has basically not impacted the student body at all. And I'm sure you guys, a lot of you agree very much with me. So what this is going to do is establish a committee, and this committee has one constraint, that the only legislation it can write is legislation that pertains solely to the student body, whether it be fixing up grout in one of the bathrooms or getting heated toilet seats in the library bathrooms. That's all we're going to concentrate on. Not a single piece of legislation will come from that committee that will have anything to do with the student senate on a sole basis.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Mayans?
Just for clarification purposes, how is this going to be different from any of our other committees which we all sit on? And also, how are the people within this committee selected? If anyone can choose to be on it, how it's
going to work, and thank you, Senator Mites. Actually, it's both. It requires, and you can see under the, I got to find which one I put it under. At line 30 under the first be it further resolved. Basically, it's going to be comprised of at least 8 committee members, and these original 8 will be selected by Alex. And then from there on, anybody who wants to join is welcome to join. I mean, if it winds up being 40 people in that committee, then so be it. The ones who want to make a difference and the ones who want to put the extra effort, they'll join this. The ones who don't, they won't. It's as simple as that.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Pippin.
Thank you, Madam President. I want to just give a few points and a few comments on this resolution and talk about really where this resolution is placing us within the grand scheme of the Student Senate. First off, I'd like to clarify off on the issue that this is a resolution versus a bill. So what we're doing here, first off, is applying a temporary fix to a permanent problem that we here have in the Student Senate. Most of us are simply not motivated enough, or maybe most of us don't realize that our jobs as student senators are to engage with students. So right now, by making a Senate resolution only to last for the continuation of this Senate, we're only temporarily taking care of a problem that is long within the culture of student senate. That means at the end of the day, we're just applying a temporary band-aid. We're not really fixing the main cause of the problem, which is what we need to be doing, fixing the sentiments, and not only that, but the culture here we have in student senate is the way we work. But issue number two, the biggest problem with this is that when this committee does come forward with solutions, there's going to be deep biases in it where it's affecting the colleges. As you know, when we try and select committees or we try and represent all colleges equally and make sure that students from all colleges who have different types of problems, different types of needs, different types of issues are all represented equally within student senate. By just selecting 8 students and not having the one from each college or having the equal representation of colleges, we're going to be introducing biases unique to this committee where one college may be represented more than the other. And that's going to create issues when some colleges do not get their issues adequately represented in a committee that's supposed to be specifically for students and expressing student issues. And furthermore, it introduces the issue of, are we going to be putting in experienced senators who just fall under the problem that we have in this resolution, that they're not taking enough time to put in, or they don't have the time to put into finding student problems? Or are we going to throw in first-year senators who don't have any experience at all and who might not know how to engage in students and find those problems? So we run into the same catch-22 situation with this committee. But furthermore, number three, with the requirement this is going to be pumping out a piece of legislation every single month in the spring session, you're going to find that we're going to be producing a lot of fluff legislation when we don't actually find problems to fix, when this committee is not engaging with students and actually being responsible to find issues and problems. So really what we're going to be doing is creating a lot of fluff legislation, fluff pieces within the Student Senate that aren't going to do any good for anyone or benefit anyone. But furthermore, we're not really going to be finding any problems with this committee. A simple committee is not going to be responsible for finding problems. It must be us, the individual student senators, who are willing to engage not only in source but on an individual basis with students to make sure that we understand their problems and actually ask them what the problems are. For example, this committee would have never been able to find the ZLOT problem that we found last year if it wouldn't be for engagement within students in the dorms. These students weren't coming forward and talking about their parking issues within the actual dorm parking lots. If we wouldn't have gone in and asked them about it, it never would have found out. And just as a committee, it meets, it's not going to be able to go and meet at once in the dorm and say, hey, everyone, come to our dorm meeting and let's talk about this. That's not realistic to say that everyone's going to come to that and everyone's going to be able to participate in the meeting to address their issues. So realistically, this is not going to be the solution to these problems, and it's not going to find the deep issues that are buried beneath the surface of actual issues here at Texas Tech. But finally, in Senator Bradley's own words, he said earlier in the year that we must make sacrifices when we take initiatives, whether it be the executive offices or student senate. Our job as student senators is to make sacrifices for the students, to go ask them the questions, to go forth and engage with them and talk about the issues and the problems facing them. It's not to sit here and wait for them to come talk to us. We must be proactive. We must go talk to them. We must figure out the issues. And you know what? Is it hard work? Yes. Is it something we may not necessarily want to do all the time? That's true. But we were elected to these positions to represent, to talk to people, to be student senators and fulfill our duties, not to sit here and wait for them to come talk to us. A great example of this is in Senate, how they have town hall meetings and they go forth to their constituents and they talk to their constituents. They don't wait for the constituents to come to them on Capitol Hill and take a plane trip to Washington, D.C. It doesn't work that way. That's not how effective policy changes and legislation are made. But finally, at the end of this, this day, we're just going to find this is creating a higher level of bureaucracy with more and more processes to get legislation through affecting student issues, to have a special committee for student issues where some legislation might be derailed into this committee, even though it can't necessarily be referred, but it might decide to have taken the route through the committee instead of actually through one of the senators in here. It may take more time to go through that bureaucracy, that exact same red tape the senator was talking about. This is the exact equivalent of the current congressional super committee we have right now. We're talking about implementing that here, one committee that's supposed to find all of the problems and try and find some solutions for it. It doesn't work. Us as senators must take the initiative. Us as senators must take the step forward. And the problem with the culture is right now a lot of us maybe don't know how to do that or maybe don't care enough to do that. And that's the problem. A committee, no matter how much we want to, no matter how much we'd like it to fix the problems, is not going to. It's just simply going to be a fluff committee that looks pretty, looks good on a resume, and looks good for the student senate, but does nothing to actually benefit the students, but maybe one piece of resolution if you're lucky.
Senator Yale.
Yes. Thank you.
I'd also like to comment on this resolution, if I could. I mean, first of all, it's a good idea that we are going to be focusing on the students. That's what we're here to do. But I'd also like to say that I completely agree with Senator Pippin. That's the job of us as the Senate. Why are we passing off this duty onto a committee so we can sit back and just watch what
Senator, they let you mind yielding just so I can make my arguments against Senator Pippin, and I'll yield right back to you?
I'd like to finish this if I could, and then I'll agree to you, Senator Brennan. Why are we passing this onto another committee while we sit back and watch them do everything? That is what we're here to do, and if you don't do it, that's your own fault. But I'm also a little offended that all the legislation that we passed this session is red tape and, excuse my language, bullshit. I think that is completely ridiculous because I have passed things that my constituents have specifically asked me to pass. Why? Because I went and talked to them, which is what all of you should be doing, not sitting back and letting a special committee do these things. And I think it's a great idea for us to be looking at student-focused legislation. I am completely for that. I'm not completely for passing this off onto a committee while we sit back and just watch what you guys pass. What are we supposed to do? Just agree? I think that we should be going out to the students, just like Senator Pippin said, asking what is the problem, have a town hall meeting, do whatever you can to reach out to your constituents, and not just sit back and let people do your job for you. I'll yield to you, Senator Bradley.
Thank you, Senator Davis. First of all, I'd like to make a few remarks towards Senator Pippin's arguments.
One of the first arguments you made was... that this is just some kind of fluff legislation. Well, we've kind of been doing that all semester long. Second of all, yeah, it is more red tape. It really is. I see the hypocriticalness in this. I mean, it really is. As far as it being a temporary solution to a permanent problem, yeah, it kind of is. But not to be calling the kettle black, but didn't you yourself try and pass a piece of legislation in the last Senate meeting that involved a temporary fix to a permanent problem? Now, what this committee is, and to be all honest, it's a think tank, is all it is. This isn't meant for us to be going out and taking charge and getting all the glory or whatever else. This committee is one I got the idea for because there's a lot of us who have a lot of great ideas to bring to this. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm a pretty busy guy. It's hard to enact on a lot of these. And a lot of the ideas I have are left over from last year when I was campaigning for external vice. And a lot of these ideas require hours and hours and hours of work. And to be honest with you, I'm just one man for crying out loud. I can't do it all myself. And that's what this is for. It's to gather a committee together that can all work together and can actually get some of these ideas passed. Bring some ideas together. And it's not just about my ideas. It's about everybody else's. Senator Feldchild, do you have ideas that you'd like to get passed through Senate?
Yes, sir.
All right. Do you think this would benefit you?
Absolutely.
All right. Senator Gurley, would this benefit you? Where'd you go? Oh, there you are, right there. Would this benefit you in any ways with some of the ideas you'd like to run through? I'm sure a lot of you could benefit by having this group together that could actually push legislation through. Now, what's the difference in this and just a group of people getting together? Structure is exactly what this is. So maybe you can just make a group of, you know, a lot of your friends here in Senate that could get together and try and write legislation that y'all think needs to be done. You really could try to do that. But I tell you, tests will come up. It's like, well, guys, I'm too busy, you know. Let's just meet Saturday. Saturday rolls around. I got family in, you know, I want to go to the ball game, you know. So you keep pushing off, keep pushing off, keep pushing it off, and then it doesn't happen. This is structure. We're going to meet Wednesday night at 9:30, and you better damn well be there. That is how this committee is meant to be. It's not some, you know, glorified process where we're just trying to write, you know, fluff legislation, or however you want to phrase it. It's for serious matters. And the thing is, serious matters require a lot of time and a lot of manpower. And that's what this is meant for, just to bring that time and manpower completely together.
I yield the floor.
Yes,
I
have a question.
Yes. If this committee were to be established, how do we plan on reaching out to the students best to be proactive like that? Do we have a link on the SGA website, a suggestion box in the sub, or established office hours, or surveys every now and then? And that's my question.
Senator Bradley?
Let me be honest. You do your job.
As a senator, much like Senator Davis said, you go out, you meet with your constituents, you talk to people who have problems. I mean, break down some barriers. Hell, if you're just sitting in the sub one afternoon, go sit down at a table with people and ask them. You know, I'm sure somebody's got a problem along the line somewhere. I mean, I'm sure everybody in the room can think of that one thing about the university that really perturbs them. Not that it's a bad thing. These things kind of happen. So that's pretty much exactly how this is going to work. You're doing your job as a senator, but as the committee goes, it's just a group getting together to be able to combine manpower and get things done.
Yield 4.
I have a few amendments that I'd like to offer to this, if the Senate would allow me. On line 30, I'd like to scratch 8 members of the Senate and add 1 member from each college. That way we can have a fair representation of members from each college. Those people can be appointed by the President of the Senate, but it's not just 8 random members. That way each college is represented equally. Yes.
What about at-large?
Good point. And I guess at least 1 at-large member.
Well, the Senator, your yield?
She has...
I actually had thought about doing that.
And the reason why I didn't do it is just because it might get hard to get those 8 people established. And because this is open to everybody, everybody should be able to get in. Now, the topic of bias came up, saying, well, heck, if you're just going to get all ag senators in there or all business guys in there, then things are only going to get done for that college. Well, we can all be honest. Every last one of our committee has, concentrations of everything. Heck, in budget and finance, I think we're like 80% arts and sciences. You're not going to have somebody from everyone, and that's okay. The point is that you're actually trying to represent the student body as a whole and not just service your own needs. And that comes to a moral type thing.
Madam President.
Any discussion on the amendments, Senator Davis?
Well, I can tell you that as a representative for the College of Arts and Sciences, I certainly want someone from my college on this focusing on my students, as I'm sure every other person in the college would like as well. I agree we need to be looking at the students as a whole, but also our own constituents that we were elected by. I think they're both equally important.
Senator Neal.
Yes.
The only reason that I would say, and I fully support this, possibly thinking about having a person from each college and 1 at large, is that comes to just keeping it concise. If 1 college is doing something, we know that we can share that knowledge and spread it to the other college or at large with everyone. So that's why I feel like maybe that could be a route that we possibly could take, just to keep consistency within our university, though the needs of the students are different per college and such. I think that could be something to think about.
Will Senator yield?
Sure.
Thank you. Senator Bradley, I believe you said that anybody can be on this committee, so why don't we just start out with those from each college? And anybody else that wants to be on it can go from there.
And that's perfectly fine. I was just basically explaining why I didn't do that. I'm not against adding 1 person from every college, just working through a thought process is all.
Okay. Well, for some exact language on the amendment that I'm offering, on line 30, I would like to scratch 8 and continuing on line 31, members of the Senate, and add the language 1 member from each college and 1 at-large senator chosen by the President of the Senate who are tasked and there on out. And also on line 35, scratch the word 8.
Okay, is there any further discussion on Senator Davis's amendment?
Seeing as there is none, we'll proceed to a vote on Amendment 1. Oh, do I have a second on the amendment? Thank you, Senator White. Senator White, we will now proceed to a vote. Senator Beal, will you set it up?
It's ready. 1 is yay, 2 is nay, 3 is abstain.
Did Eric Allen show up?
Yes.
Okay. Did Dawes show up? Senator Dawes?
Yeah.
Okay. Did Senator Canungo? Are you here now? Okay.
Just making sure no one double votes.
Senator Rao? Okay. Senator Ramirez, yours didn't work.
He's not here.
Oh, I guess I just wrote him down. Sorry. Okay. 80% yay, 20% nay.
Okay, that amendment passes. We will now continue further discussion on Senate Resolution 47.10. Senator Pippin?
Thank you, Madam President. First off, I just wanted to make some responses that Senator Bradley had responded to my arguments with. I think it's pretty alarming and pretty damning to the actual resolution when Senator Bradley comes forth and says and agrees that this is a piece of red tape, an additional piece of red tape for pieces of legislation, whether it be resolution or bill, to work through. I think that's pretty alarming when he attacks and gets mad at the fact that the Senate does have to go through so much bureaucracy, red tape, and he calls the pieces of legislation that we put out this session BS. I think that's pretty alarming for this resolution. I think what's most alarming, though, is the fact that what he calls this committee is a think tank, and that's exactly what other committees are supposed to be doing. But not only that, he refers to this as a structural way of doing things. And again, there's no unique reason why this makes it different from any other committee then. The other committees are supposed to provide a structure, an infrastructure through which we can channel our legislation through and as a group come together and have a central resource to talk about that legislation, improve upon that legislation, and send it again. That way there's not one person working on it, but many person working on it. It seems like to me that Senator Bradley simply needs to join another committee, and as well as the senators that want to have this separate committee, because what this is an additional level of bureaucracy for a committee to go through. Not only that, but again, as I've told you, there's no unique reason why this committee is different. He says that we're going to be making, we better expect people to show up for attendance, but you know what? As far as select committees go, we have no requirement, specific requirement that if you attend, you're going to be made and have an automatic unexcused absence. So there's no real way to enforce these rules currently. There's no solidified way that we can say that if you don't attend this, if you don't do your job, you're going to have X, Y, and Z happen to you. It's exactly like any other committee, but at that, it's a select committee with an additional level of lower powers. If the senator and the senators that feel that they need an additional committee would simply join another committee that feels their interest or even attend another committee's meetings, there's nothing uniquely different about this committee and our standing committees that we already have. The simple difference is that our standing committees are going to be able to more efficiently handle these resolutions. Not only that, but it's not going to be an additional piece of red tape, an additional level of bureaucracy to do this. And the reason that we were told that how we'd be proactive in these committees and do our jobs was exactly the point that we were making earlier. Senators need to do their jobs. And whether they do their jobs in this own separate committee, which is going to provide an additional level of red tape and bureaucracy, which would be seen as a negative thing, or the committees, standing committees that we already have that would do a fantastic job of doing this if senators would do their job, we can see here there's no unique reason, no unique difference to pick this separate committee to do it. We're only harming ourselves as a student senate and harming our students providing exactly what Senator Bradley said, another piece of red tape, another temporary solution. And this is far different from the, I'm assuming he meant the bike rack for my temporary fix last meeting. I'm not sure exactly how that's temporary. I think that's a side note, not having to do anything with the merits of this resolution. But I'm glad we did address the bias issue real fast. I thank Senator Davis for addressing that issue. I think that is an important issue that if we're going to form a separate committee, we at least need to have all of the colleges being addressed and formed on that. But I am still strongly against this, and I urge you to vote against it as well.
Who did you yield to, Senator Pittman? Thank you, Senator Pittman. Okay, good arguments. I think let's get off the argument track, and I have two questions.
Yes, sir.
First, will there be a chairman of this committee? Who will be in charge of the committee?
Senator Bradley?
Yes, sir, there will be a chairman. And I've actually been speaking to Yale Fairchild as being the chairman of this committee. I still need to talk with Alex Moore about it. But you've got to get your foot in the door first. I actually got to establish a committee before you can do any of this. And that goes back to the rules as well. We gotta have to make rules, but kind of gotta be a committee before you can make rules for one.
One last question.
Yes.
What will be the process for joining after the initial members have been put onto the committee? Do we just ask and get approval?
Yes, sir. And it's included in this. You basically can go straight to Alex and say, I'd like to be on this committee, or go to the chairman, say, I'd like to be on this committee. Alex has just gotta approve it, and I highly doubt Alex would turn any senator away who wanted to be in this committee.
Thank you, Senator.
Yes, sir.
First off, I just wanted to address Senator Bivens' argument, which I think is way off base, of calling this an extra piece of red tape. I don't know how you can call something red tape when it's not required that all legislation flow through this committee. It's not creating extra bureaucracy because it's just establishing a separate route in which legislation pertaining to students can be created. It has nothing to do with any legislation that any other senators want to create on their own. It's just providing establishing a committee that can allow minds to come together and think of legislation, but it's in no way preventing other senators from bringing up legislation in their own course And so therefore it's not red tape, and I resent and keep continually call it red tape, because that's just, you know, scaring students into thinking that there's no way they can get their own legislation passed unless they close to this committee, which is not true.
Well, Senator, I just wanted to make one quick address. While I originally called it red tape, I'd like to repeat the fact that Senator Bradley actually reaffirmed the fact that it was red tape. So I'm taking Senator Bradley's words on that too.
Senator,
like to confirm that.
I believe it was you that first said red tape, and Bradley may have agreed with that. However, it was you that first made that argument. It's you that continues to make that argument.
Relevance.
Is there any further discussion?
I want to see. Okay. For some of you guys have been on Senate, I know, a year or two. I've been on SGA for 4 years. I fully do support this committee, for no offense to anyone or no disrespect to anyone that's against it, some of my good friends. But the reason I think this is a good idea is that why not start a think tank where people can come together and produce ideas and create partnerships? And incorporate anyone that wants to join. I think it's a great idea, and I really hope that you guys are in favor for this, because I think it's wonderful, and I think that we should have done it a long time ago. And I think that other committees can participate and bring their ideas into it, and I think it's great because of our level of understanding and knowledge year to year, who's involved more and who hasn't. The knowledge, I think this would be a great learning experience for those people who haven't been here as long to go and see how things can really happen. And
consider it.
Sure. Anyway.
Madam President, I think we've discussed this enough in the previous question.
Yes, 5 seconds. Senator Gurley, Senator Locke, Senator Farrell, Senator Myatt, Senator Brown. All in favor of moving to the previous question, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we'll move to the previous question. Senator Gurley, please get the voting ready.
Okay, it's ready.
We are voting this with the amendment that we
correct.
Passed. Correct. Correct.
88% yay, 7% nay, 5% abstain.
Okay, Senate Resolution 47.10 passes. Okay, we will now move on to routine motions and other business. Do we have any college reports? Senator Duck.
Last couple of weeks, academics has been meeting. One of the things we didn't really get to talk about last time here was how we met with Joshua Barron, who works with advising at Texas Tech, and he basically educated us on the history of advising at Tech, what's happened in the past, what hasn't happened, and the overall structure of it. He basically communicated to us that it is kind of a decentralized effort. Most of the colleges, you know, act themselves independently on their advisors and what their advisors' responsibilities are, what they need to tell their specific students that go to that college. But he also educated us on some good career-based resources that students can go to aside from actual advising. One was StrengthsQuest, Discovery Process, Career Service, and Focus. And what we're doing as an academics committee is we're going to try and create some type of comprehensive pamphlet that's going to be sent out to freshmen beginning of the year, maybe beginning of spring semester. It's going to let them know where they can go, who they can talk to get some ideas about what they want to do in their life, if they want to shadow, for instance, an architect or a doctor. We're just going to have all that types of information in, and that will be available to students, and we're working on that over Christmas break. This past meeting, we discussed the need for the standing committee members on the academics committee to bring in students who have concerns, who just want to go, who want to hear some ideas, and that's something we started up this last meeting. We had two people attend. We had some good ideas going on. One thing that Ethan Jordan talked about was how college ambassadors of various colleges are active in helping students out with advising. You mentioned Zach West. Were you a college ambassador?
Yeah.
Okay. And we just thought it'd be a really good idea to maybe think about trying to get that going for the beginning of when you start to register for spring classes. That way, you have that communication year round, and there's no confusion. But that was pretty much it. And our next meeting is going to be Monday, November 28th, after the break at 8 p.m. in the Yanomai Staccato, but it might change location-wise.
Thank you, Madam President.
Senator Davis.
Sorry, just like it's fine. Thank you, Madam President. Rules Administration met this last Monday. I just want to discuss absences real fast with all of you. I think there's still a little confusion, so this will be the last time I'm saying it because Arne is sticking to our guns from this moment forward. If your absence form for this minute, for the meeting that you're going to miss, say you're going to miss tonight's meeting, you would need to put an absentee form in my box by 5 p.m. on Monday, since that's when we meet. It is in the rules that if it is not in the chair's box by 5 p.m. on the day that the RNA committee meets, it is automatically an unexcused absence. We're going to follow that rule from this moment forward. In fact, we applied it to the last meeting as well. If you have a problem, come talk to me. We'll discuss it. So on the RNA committee report, there is a list of absences. It's bolded at the very top of the page, or somewhere at the top. Those are all the names that have one or two unexcused absences from the Senate as of now. If you think your name is on there in error, please let me know. We'll fix it. I've made contact with Stuart Williams to try and get all the past absentee forms from the first few meetings so that I can go through and make sure that this list is absolutely 100% accurate. Again, if you have a problem, just come talk to me. We can try and fix it. Also, on a side note, for the College of Arts and Sciences, I want to thank Senator Shelby Breen. She came to me about hosting a town hall meeting for the College of Arts and Sciences. We've been working hard on that the last week or so. We've gotten all the academic advisors for the college to email all of their students about this town hall meeting. It's in Tech Announce. I've spoken with the Daily Torridor to put it in there, and I've sent everything I can to my source group. So we're going to try and get as many people as we can there. This is the first time the college has had a town hall meeting for as long as I've been in the Senate. So I encourage all of you to come. Anyone's welcome. Of course, we will be discussing mostly arts and sciences matters, maybe different things about the Senate if anybody's confused on our processes or SGA, what we do, anything like that. So I encourage the rest of you college coordinators to do the same for your colleges. I think it's very important. So that's it.
Thank you, Senator Davis. Senator Locke? Like I sent in the email, the t-shirts are here, so you can pay for them after. I guess if we get done early before the pictures, we can do that to pass the time. But the SGA fleeces, I didn't get to print them out because we had to switch brands for the fleece, so it didn't send me a proof in time, but it's going to be a gray, dark gray, charcoalish color. On the left side, it's going to have a double T with Student Government Association on the front. It's going to be really cool. So they're going to be about $25, I think that's what it is. So I'll bring a sign up thing next time, but if you already know that you're going to want one, you can email me. So thank you, Senator Locke. Is there any other calls for our committee reports? Senator Pugsley.
Thank you, Madam President. I went to the Rawls College of Business, Rawls Leadership Council meeting yesterday, and the new BA is opening on January 18th. Which is the day before the spring semester starts. And Rawls Leadership Council will be putting on a kind of like a grand opening for it. And I encourage any at-large senators that are in the College of Business and also the College of Business senators, we're going to actually take a tour of the new BA on December 7th or 8th. I think we'll try to do it on dead day. And also, we made fleeces, and tomorrow's the last day to buy one. And they're all online, or I can send another email, or contact me if you want one. That's it.
Madam President.
This is just in reference to the Budget and Finance Committee. Number one is the new VPA senator in the room. My chance right there. If my chance, can I speak with you after the Senate meeting? Okay. And another thing, if any of you would actually like to be on Budget and Finance, right now, we're still kind of short-membered. We have some folks leaving. They're heading off for better opportunities and whatnot. So we're going to have some vacant seats. If y'all would like to be a part of it, it's a lot of hard work, but it's worth the hard work. So if you'd like to be a part, just come find me, and I'll put you in there. Probably no questions asked. So.
Thank you, Senator Bradley. Are there any other reports?
Senator Onwukimi.
And I spoke to the head of hospitality services, and the reason why we don't have, which is random, vitamin water and stuff like that in our kiosk is because they can't handle the electricity. So, and I'm trying to get Chick-fil-A to come out there because my classes, they all love Chick-fil-A, and I guess everybody else would like some Chick-fil-A also. And the last one is pretty much everything that I've done, which is nothing, everybody just comes up to me and tells me, hey, can you do this for me? So, I mean, a committee would help, but if you just got up in class, it's like, hey, I'm a senator, what do you want?
Thank you, Senator. Okay, seeing as there is none, we will move on to the Student Government Association calendar. Seeing as there is nothing on, or we'll move to second reading for Senate Bill 47.19. Are there any committee reports? Senator Davis.
Thank you. Rules Administration offered a few amendments to this bill, and I would like to offer them to the Senate. On line 29 and 30 of 47.19, we would like to scratch 15 seconds on line 29 and add for a reasonable amount of time. Also on line 29, we'd like to scratch the next, this 15-second period, and add the extended amount of time. On line 31, we'd like to scratch will end in 10 seconds and offer is about to end. On line 32, we'd like to scratch 10 second and add the word time. And also on that line, scratch the word period, not the first one, the second one, so that it'll read the voting will close.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on the amendment, Senator Davis?
Yes. We met with Mike Gunn about this because we were kind of curious as to how this would actually work or be implemented. And he, based on the things that he told us, we as a committee decided that we don't really need all the 15-second talk, 10-second talk, all the this has to be said robot language. So we are just kind of offering general statements, but still giving, you know, enough time for anyone to be able to vote. So just real fast, when you do vote, with your clickers, excuse me, we'll save that for debate. I'm sorry. We do have one more amendment that we'd like to offer, and that is on line 41. We'd like to scratch the sentence that starts with, if votes cannot be displayed for any reason, we'd like to scratch that entire sentence. So lines 42 and 43 will be scratched, as well as the first or the second part of line 41. Also, a friendly amendment, we'd like to take Senator Williams' name off this piece of legislation. All these amendments passed unanimously in committee.
Okay, is there any further discussion on the first amendment proposed? Okay, seeing as there is none, we'll proceed to a vote. Senator Beal?
Yeah, sorry.
On Senator White?
Seconded.
Oh, yes, it does need to be seconded.
You said the first amendment, so only the first line?
The first section of amendment, which would be amending line 29, 31, and 32. Correct, Senator Davis? That would be the first amendment. And then the second one will be removing 41 because it's of different nature. Is there a second for the amendment? Seconded by Senator Rodriguez. Is there any further discussion on the amendment? Okay, seeing as there's none, we'll proceed to a vote.
It's ready.
Excuse me.
Senator Doss, yours didn't work. Okay, you're good.
Greg left.
Okay. 93% yay, 5% nay, 2% abstain.
Okay, that amendment will be included. We'll now move on to the second amendment. Do we have a second? Seconded by Senator Rodriguez. Is there any further discussion? Senator White.
Can Senator Davis please just explain why they decided to strike that sentence?
Madam President, we struck lines 41, 42, and 43 because it's impossible with the system that we currently have to tell you how, or tell you the status of your vote. The journal clerk would have to close out of the current program, run a report, go back and look, and that would take an immense amount of time that we really do not have in the Senate right now. Also, we have little clickers that we're supposed to be getting as a Senate that have a screen on them that tell you how you voted. We do not have those yet. The staff Senate currently uses them. We're in contact with the staff Senate president right now to try and use them for our Senate as well. There's a little screen on there, and how you vote, it'll show up on your screen. So there will be no need to ask the journal clerk the status of your vote. Senator Beal?
Also, I don't even have the... I actually send this to my gun, and he runs the report. I can't even run the report. So it's not even about time. I just don't have the software to do to run any report. I don't see what you vote, so...
Is there any further discussion? Okay, seeing as there is none, we'll proceed to a vote on the Second Amendment. Senator Beal, is the vote ready? Okay. Amendment 2 will be included. Are there any other motions on the floor?
Madam President.
Senator White.
I move to the places on third reading.
Okay, do I have a second? Seconded by Senator Alston. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we'll move on to third reading and final passage. Senator White, will you please take the podium?
Madam President, I rise to reintroduce Senate Bill 4719, a bill to be entitled an act establishing a process to certify electronic votes are correctly cast. I don't think this bill needs much more discussion. If you have any questions, I would certainly entertain them. But with that, I yield the floor.
Ready for the discussion.
Yes, Trevor, just a quick question. If Caitlin says she can't even see the votes, how are we going to do that? Are they going to go from the screen? Is there something here?
Like,
how are we going to see how we voted if Caitlin can't?
I think the clickers will resolve that, but temporarily we'll just know if you did vote or not, if it's working or not.
Okay, Senator Breen.
According to how this bill is written, the purpose is so that we can make sure our vote is what we wanted. Since we cannot do that, the point of this bill is there's no point to this bill.
Senator White.
I'll yield Senator Davis.
Senator
White. We have the clickers. All we have to do is just bring them in here. We spoke with my gun on Monday. That gave us 2 days to try and get the clickers. That really wasn't enough time. We now have 2 weeks to try and get these clickers. If not, Mike Gunn acted like he was more than willing to get them for us, even if we could not use the staff sentence. So I think this is still a good idea because also we're in the process of also working on. We didn't have the connection tonight, but we will have it next time. I know this sounds so whatever, but I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Up above, there will be a screen that's projected that will say each senator that has not voted. So that way you will know, we won't have to go through Myance, you know, voted. Myance, you voted, okay. So it'll say up there who did not vote. So when you vote, your name will be taken away so you know you voted. Also, I want to tell you that you can vote as many times as you want on whatever. You can go back and forth, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, as much as you want. But the last button that you push when she shuts it off, that's the vote that's counted. So right now, I'm pretty sure you're going to know which button you're pushing. But just in case, we're getting clickers that have a screen that'll tell you 1, 2, or 3.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing as there is none, we'll proceed to a vote. Senator Beal.
Ready. Haley, yours didn't work. Okay. Spencer Chim, yours didn't work. Okay. Neil Wright. Okay. 93% yay, 7% nay.
Okay, Senate Bill 47.19 passes. Okay, we will move on to Senate Bill 47.21. Do we have any committee reports? Senator Davis.
Thank you, Madam President. This bill was sent to Rules Administration Committee at the last meeting. We discussed it, and we'd like to offer the following amendments. Online, this might be confusing, so please pay attention. On line 16, we'd like to scratch the word notice, insert the word form. On line 17, we'd like to scratch the word notice, and insert the words absentee form. On line 18, the very last A, we'd like to scratch and insert the word V. On line 20, we'd like to scratch the word notice and insert the word form. That'll be amendment 1. On line 24, we'd like to scratch the word notices, insert the word forms. On line 25, we'd like to scratch the word excuse. On line 26, we'd like to scratch the word notice, insert the word form. On line 27, we'd like to scratch the word subpoenaed, insert the word notified. Also scratch for membership review. And that'll be amendment 2.
Okay. Do I have a second for amendment 1? Seconded by Senator Rodriguez. Okay, is there any discussion on amendment 1? Senator Davis.
Just to explain why we did this. Senator Stovall, the author of this, is in our committee, and we discussed this with him, and he completely agreed. Actually, the way we amended it to read is the way that he originally wrote it, but he kind of went back and forth on it. So we've changed it to specifically absentee form, because that is the title of the paper that you hand in to us. It's called absentee form. So this means that form specifically has to be handed to us, not an email, not notebook paper, not anything else, that form specifically. And that's pretty much it on number 1.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Okay, seeing as there is none, we'll proceed to a vote. Senator Beal.
Mm-hmm. Senator Doss. Senator Doss, your still isn't working. Nothing. I don't know what I should do.
Just want to write down his vote.
Yeah.
Will you come write it down for her? Sorry. The choice of technology. Sorry.
You want to do it? Yeah, let me see real quick. Okay, try it now. There it went. Okay.
Good.
All right. 91% yay, 9% nay.
Okay. Amendment 1 will be included. We will now move on to Amendment 2. Do I have a second? Seconded by Senator Mayans. Is there any further discussion? Senator Davis.
Basically, this is the same thing, but we also scratch or subpoenaed, so that way when you get an unexcused absence, we won't subpoena you to come in and tell you because we know that's an inconvenience. You'll just be notified. So if you turn in the absentee form, we find it unexcused, I will send you an email that says your absence has been counted unexcused. So that way you will know. Also for membership review, that way we're not taking an in-depth look at your ability as a senator just because you missed one absence. You're basically just like that. So.
Senator Davis, yes, sir. Just for a point of information, will the subpoena still be issued?
No. Subpoenas will be issued as long as we do not know why you were absent. Some people turning in absentee forms late because maybe they were sick at the last meeting, so then they'll turn in their absentee form 2 weeks late. We'll excuse that because, of course, you were sick. We take that into consideration. But if you just happen to not turn in your absentee form because you forgot, we're not taking that as an excuse anymore because it's just too hard for us. Our lists have gotten completely out of whack because of that, so we're sticking to the rule from now on. But basically, we just subpoena you because we don't know why you're absent. So if you turn in that absentee form and you still get an unexcused absence, there's no need to excuse you because or subpoena you because you turned in a form. We just didn't think that the reason that you were going to miss the Senate was reasonable enough to count as an excused absence. So.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing as there is none, we will proceed to a vote. Senator Beal.
Amy. Oh, wait. No, sorry. It worked. Okay. No, hers. She has an extra one. I forgot. Van Gundy. Van Gundy.
Do you want to come down here?
Sorry, y'all. And Pugsley. Okay, here's what. Okay, try again. Try like playing like right in front of this. Nope. Okay. So I guess just write down your vote.
Here. And piece of paper.
Here, I have another clicker set up. Hang on. Okay, try this one. There we go. Okay.
Write down that he was telling you.
Okay. 88% yay, 10% nay, 2% abstain.
Okay, Amendment 2 will be accepted. Is there any motions on the floor? Senator White.
I think that Senator Bradley just brought an interesting point that this doesn't clarify anything about, you know, if there's an exception. And I know Senator Davis is certainly willing to make exceptions in special circumstances, but the way this is written is, if you don't have that form in by 5, it's unexcused. And so I think that we need to change that because there's sometimes where special circumstances arise, a death in the family, something that may prevent you to miss on Thursday when you didn't have notice of before 5 p.m. on Friday. So I move to amend line 20 by inserting the following sentence. The chairman of the RNA committee shall have the authority to make exceptions to this rule in the event the absence is deemed to be under special circumstances.
Okay, is there any further discussion on the amendment? Okay, is there a second on the amendment? He was jumping on it. Is there any further discussion? Okay, seeing as there is none, we'll proceed to a vote. Senator Beal, hold on 1 second.
Okay. Senator Rao. Okay. 93% yay, then 4 and 4.
That amendment will be included. Are there any other motions on the floor? Senator Davis.
I'm going to place this bill on third reading and final passage.
Okay, do I have a second? Seconded by Senator Breedlove.
Oh.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we'll move on to third reading and final passage. Senator Stovall, would you please take the podium?
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to reintroduce Senate Bill 47.21, a bill entitled An Act Addressing a Proper Way to Submit Absentee Notices for Senate Meetings. I just want to say that the main reason I wrote this is because RNA Committee has a lot of problems lately, or this entire semester, with senators submitting the forms the right way. And the current Rule 7, Sections 14 and 15 are extremely confusing, and they somewhat contradict themselves. And so we're basically just lining out a clear pathway for that. And also, the new Section 15 would allow you to be notified, because we didn't want somebody turning in a form and then thinking that they were all be excused, and then later on you basically kicked out because you had 4 unexcused absences. This would be a way to let you know you do have 1, 2, or however many. So, yeah, and that yields.
Ready for the
discussion? I have a question. If we're changing all the rest of the notices or forms, should we change addressing a proper way to submit an absentee notice for Senate meetings to form? Carl and Terry, would you consider that a
friendly
amendment?
Can the Senator repeat
what line? Line 1 says addressing a proper way to submit absentee notices for Senate meetings. Since we changed all the rest of the notices to form, should we also change that to form?
That would not be a friendly amendment if you change the content.
No, we can't. We'll wait in 1 second.
Okay.
Is there any further discussion?
Madam President.
Senator Davis.
We can easily write a bill amending this bill. It's not a problem.
Okay. Is there any further discussion?
Nice job.
Good job.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Okay. Seeing as there is no further discussion, we'll proceed to a vote. Senator Beal?
Ready.
Ninety-three 93% yay, 5-2.
Okay, Senate Bill 47.21 passes. Okay, we will now move on to announcements. Do I have any announcements? Senator Reeves.
Madam President, I'd like to announce, I guess on behalf of the College of Agriculture, our judging teams this past week have been very successful. The meat judging team and the livestock judging team both won national championships, and so we're really proud of them, and we'll write a resolution, or whatever it is for next week. Next week.
Any other announcements? Senator Akabui.
Okay. Quick question. Do we have a meeting the Thursday we get back from Thanksgiving break? Is our meeting that Thursday? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So I guess was trying to announce to y'all that I want everybody in here to save the date of December 7th because that's the Blessed Dress event. And unless you have like a class or something like that, what I went on and did for like a final project of the event, I sent out free tickets to three children's homes out here that I was reaching out to, and the women's shelter, one of the women from my church, she works at the women's shelter, so I thought it would be a funny gift for them to be a part of as well. And right now I'm talking to, this Monday I had a meeting with Dr. Munoz, and he has doubled the scholarship, so whatever I make that night from ticket sales, based on attendance, he's going to double it and double the scholarship so that they'll be able to partial to 2,500 spring and 2,500, you know, fall, things like that. So I just really ask that y'all support the event. It's December 7th on Wednesday at 6:18. Mike Gunn has provided the food and he's paying for the menu. So the money's coming from the Senate side. It's definitely feel like the Senate should definitely be there. There will be food from 6:18 to 7:18, and the event will start exactly at 7:30, the fashion show. And then we'll announce the winner of the scholarship. They'll also be in attendance with their family members. And it just will be very encouraging for them to see the body of tech. This is not, I want this to be a diverse group of audience, and I also want the Senate to be there because that definitely helped me with the funding. I couldn't have done it in my, out of my own pocket. I'm a CA, we don't get paid. And so that's just the honest truth. So I just would like for y'all to be there that Thursday when we get back. I'll bring the tickets, and the tickets are $10 standing. I mean, $10 seating and $5 standing. And I know we're kind of like broke college students, but I feel like we have the money to help a charity event. And the fact that he's doubling it, I feel like that's a blessing in its own. So how much ever we bring to the table, he'll double it. And I just would love to see y'all here. So just a reminder to bring your money, $5 seating, I mean, standing and $2 seating in. Just be there and encourage high school students that will be also coming to tech, because a lot of them are applying to tech for the fall of 2012. Thank you.
Yes, do you think you can send that information out in an email to all the senators?
Yes. So the ticket sales and things like that?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'll also send out the flyer. We'll be in the free speech area, so I'll also send out a schedule because I'll need some help outside different days and things like that.
Thank you. Are there any other announcements? Senator
Pippen. Okay, I just have one quick announcement. I don't like to be picky about things at all, certainly. But as far as the rules goes, throughout the meeting, I've seen at least quite a few people, at least two or three people, who have been on their phone the entire time. If you don't want to be in Senate, I'm sorry, this is going to be blunt, those people. If you don't want to be in Senate, if you think Senate is boring, if you cannot sit here like the rest of us for an hour or two without your phone, then there's a process for you to submit your resignation. But we're here to make a difference for students and to work hard for students. I know some of you are going to get angry for me, and I'm here first and foremost to enforce your rules and try and do work on behalf of the students. If you get angry at me because of this, that's fine. But certainly the rest of us aren't allowed to be on our phones. You are not going to be allowed to be on your phones either during this meeting. And if need to be, I will start calling you out personally during the meeting and addressing you by name, and that's going to go across the radio too, that you are on your phone during the entire meeting. Okay? I don't like to be mean. I don't like to be rude. I really don't like to be rude right now. I don't like to be a mean person. But I'll do that
because if you don't want to be here, you don't need to be here then.
Thank you, Senator Pippen. Are there any further announcements? Are there any motions? Senator Mayans?
I motion to adjourn.
Okay, do I have a second? Second by Senator Breedlove. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, you guys can't go anywhere. Meeting adjourned. Can't go anywhere. We're waiting for pictures.
Come get your t-shirt.
You've been listening to a meeting of the Texas Tech University Student Government Association. The Texas Tech SGA meets twice a month on the first and third Thursdays during the fall and spring semesters. SGA meetings on the Raider 88.1 are a broadcast service to the Texas Tech community by KTXT-FM and the College of Mass Communications.